Hey guys, I'm sorry if the audio on this is a little echoey. I am kind of down a piece of equipment. I'm on tour right now. You know what? I don't care. What's up, Bottoms? Bottoms. Does my voice sound echoey to you, Bottoms? Well, you're just going to take it, you little bottom. I hope your Monday is starting off good. We have an episode with one of my best friends in the entire world today. Wow, I hope she feels the same way. We're new friends. My friend Sarah Coffey, you know her, but you might not know her because she's an incredible character artist and impressionist, and you've probably seen her on TikTok. She's also an incredible singer. She's so, so, so talented, and we had her on the podcast today to discuss her relationship with a more femme guy, and this is sort of the first time in her life that she's ever dated a guy like this, and it's just such a great episode in terms of, even though it's like hetero presenting, it's such a great episode in terms of like diving into like non-traditional gender roles. I really, really like it. I have all different types of tour dates coming up. We have a lot of Florida coming up, a couple seats left to the added shows in Chicago. We've got Tampa, we've got West Palm Beach, Miami, again, Chicago. We just added Austin to the list. So go and get on my text alert. It would really, really help. I really appreciate you guys. Oh, I'm really tired. I'm on the road. I'm busy. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoy it.
In my own like straight ways, absolutely. I'm having the gayest sex of my life. I'm dating a twink man. He's very like sub vibes.
You can throw him around.
I can throw him around.
Have you?
All the time. All the time. We do like wild fun things. So I'm like definitely like I can be mommy. I can be baby. But like I'm down for both. But like I've realized through him how much fun I have being mommy and being like, I'm going to take care of you. And like. Do you want me to like, you know how like in podcasts sometimes. Like
we're starting. Talk? This is the first. Okay. No, yeah, go.
Well, sometimes in podcasts, like the podcast people talk first and then. Like,
No. We don't. We don't really have any rules.
Okay. So we're already...
The stability and sort of routine that people crave, I don't give it to them. I choose chaos every episode. Every episode, I'm like, what is this going to be? Well, you said you were saying... This is Sarah, everybody. It's Sarah Coffey. My friend.
Yes.
More than anything, my friend.
Thank you.
And, oh, can I just say, we have a working soundboard. Alex fixed the soundboard.
Wait, no. Oh, fuck.
Very good. Nice. Alex fixed the soundboard. It's going to work permanently now because we've got it rigged into the whole thing. Yeah, it's going to work permanently
Let's
now.
Let's not say permanently.
It's going to work. And this podcast is only 3 years old. It took 3 years to get this thing set up. But honestly, chaos. It's harder than you'd think it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels like it just, I mean, takes like a plug or two.
I don't want to. You want to run the? Okay, listen, you straight bitch. Here's the thing: a straight white woman walks in. I don't think it would be that hard. What's so hard? I'm sorry, I'm being a little mean. That was a little mean. We're all white women, kind of here.
Yes.
Well, I should be in the middle of the couch, and we can just have a little spectrum.
A little spectrum of sexuality. Yeah. But I'm really, you're my friend.
Yes.
But you're also like a huge content creator. Everyone has seen your content. They might not know who you are, but everyone has seen it because you get millions and millions of views. The big one is the Game of Thrones one, right?
Oh, that's like definitely one of the biggest ones. The biggest one I've ever had was I did like Hamilton singing audition.
Oh yes, you're such a talented singer.
And I did like different celebrities audition.
Can you do Miley Cyrus saying she had gay sex this week?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Miley.
Hold on, wait, I can do better.
I'm really putting you on the spot.
I know. I haven't done Miley for like a really long time, but like, oh my God, I had gay sex this week.
So good.
It's okay. It was okay.
Who have you done recently?
I'm doing a lot of Julia Fox recently.
Has Julia Fox had gay sex this week?
Julia, well, okay, so you guys, I don't get anything out of sex anymore. So... Yeah, I'm into women. She literally like said that on Z-Way.
Wait, are you serious?
Well, she talked about it on Z-Way because she's
being like, into women or not having sex anymore.
I was a dominatrix, and so she doesn't like from sex. So she's like, maybe all the guys I was with had something to say when they said, maybe you're into women. Yeah, she was like talking about it.
Was there any gay follow-up from Z-Way?
There was no like clear follow-up.
This is my problem with straight media. And I don't know if Z-Way counts as straight media. But I will say, if someone drops that they might be kind of gay, I want more probing.
You gotta go into it.
Here's my problem with straight media. They don't out people aggressively. I'm thinking that maybe I'm a little queer. Give me a list. Prove it, bitch.
Every gay thought, let's fucking go.
No, you should get Julie on the pod and just out her in front
honestly,
of everyone.
That's what I think is the destiny for this pod, is that we get celebrities to admit how gay they are. That's my vision.
God, that'd be awesome.
At peak, maybe in a year or two from now, we have...
It's called You've Had Gay Sex.
You've thought about it. Yeah, but I'm really glad that you're here.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I love your Game of Thrones thing. I sometimes will just go back and watch it when I think about it.
Yeah, people really do like that one.
Because it is so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's the one where when I go to parties, people are like, can you do it in front of me?
And it's so loud. I can't imagine.
It's really loud.
But can you do it?
Yeah, I can do it. So this is my impression of Khaleesi addressing the Dothraki.
Krakatoko parado.
But part of the joy, you know what I realized is so funny about it, is you're walking through the streets of LA screaming at the top of your lungs.
Exactly. It's like in public generally.
Yeah.
Yes. And I usually have like recently bleached my hair.
Yeah.
So I kind of have the look going as well.
Yeah. You do it so well, but I'm so glad that you're here.
I'm
Thank
so glad
you
to
for
be
being
here.
We're having gay sex with Sarah Coffey today.
Woo!
Yeah.
And I may have been the third choice, but
you may have been. We might have lost Sabrina Wu and Sam Morrison.
But you're
on the booking list.
I am on the booking
the
list.
Thing
we
is,
talked about it. We talked about it.
Many, many times. And I've never had an impressionist or characters artist here.
Awesome.
So you're really the first one.
Wow.
So
it's like such a skill that I envy so hard. It's so cool. And it's so like, it seems like it requires like such like observation of people. Like, are you like a traditional actor too?
Yeah. She's very talented.
Yeah, I'm an actor. Thank you. And also it just like, I think it also takes just like a lot of being okay with listening back to yourself. And a lot of people just don't like listening to themselves or watching themselves. And yeah, just like, when I like practice someone, I'll like watch their videos for literally 3 hours so that.
Wow.
I can go back and forth and record myself and be like, oh, like it's a little more nasally. It is a little more. And so like, I haven't done the Miley in a while. So like, it's like, oh, I wish I could like listen to a video because she's probably like deeper. And like, I'm just thinking about like, I'm also really critical of myself.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Which is another thing you have to be.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, nothing is ever like good enough until it's like perfect. So.
Do you have really good pitch too? Or like, are you a musician?
Yeah, so I actually was a musician before I did any.
Well, yeah, you have a
That's so
the,
interesting.
The band.
Because I feel like picking apart what about a voice sounds a certain way is, and knowing how to replicate that is also like such an interesting skill.
Yeah, like identifying like, oh, that's in the chest.
Well, thank you for doing it. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find you? What's your handles?
Scoffeyx, Scoffeyx. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. Ashley tried to have me start a YouTube. I have 12 subscribers. It's really not working out, and I have posted maybe two videos.
Are you posting regularly?
Not at all,
Sarah.
Ashley. I don't know.
I'm trying to help.
I know.
Because I know if you made regular content, look at you.
Stop.
Because also, Sarah just is queerbaiting just by just existing. Don't you feel like she's queerbaiting?
I did think you were queer. Well, to be fair, we walked into the We're Having Gay Sex podcast, so I don't think that's totally
look
on.
What
there's
she's
a lot of
wearing. And also just her essence. Don't you feel like every queer woman on the planet would be in love with Sarah?
Oh my God.
Does that make you uncomfortable if I
Not
say that?
Not at all. Like, I
okay,
feel
Okay, but like, absolutely. You're very,
it.
Like, cool, and you have, like,
you're
cool piercings,
cool
and, like,
and your
dude, you could.
Wow. I mean, I did live in Bushwick, so I did co-opt a lot of queer culture. Picked up a lot of it. Thank you. I mean, I do love that. Not for them. It's
no,
a compliment.
For them, it's sort of
awful.
Sort of hard.
Yeah. Absolutely awful.
And then I'm Ashley Gavin, cis gay white woman, she, her pronouns. We got the tour dates up here. A lot of these are sold out and in the past. Travel back in time. No, sign up for my text.
You went to Salt Lake City?
I did. It was sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually, I don't love Salt Lake City, but like I think it's way cooler than people give it credit for.
Because there's two types of people. There's the Mormons and there's the ex-Mormons. And the ex-Mormons are cool.
Wherever there's like a really strong like conservative culture, there has to be a almost even stronger, you could say, alternative culture.
I remember I looked up, I like wanted to go do comedy in Salt Lake City, and I looked up all the local shows and they all had like satanic stars on them and stuff. And I was like, oh, you guys like spend a lot of energy giving like a middle finger to the church.
Yeah.
Which
they
is like
really
very cool.
They really do. But there is almost nothing to do there, I will say. Unless you're doing nature stuff, in which case,
The restaurant's
sorry,
close
Salt
at like
Lake
9.
City fans, I don't really care. Mm.
They know, they know.
And guys, Patreon, I'm going to do a big plug for the Patreon because we're gearing up to pay for the special. And it's a lot of money. So just even a dollar.
I'll give a dollar.
You don't have to give anything. You're okay.
I have cash on hand.
I mean, I'll take your dollar.
I'll give you a dollar.
And then as always, don't you worry about it. I'll deduct it from your paycheck. as always, the hall monitor to keep me from getting canceled. Does she want to be bullied a little bit? I think so. Write in. Send the meanest comment you can.
Don't do that. I'll cry.
Send the meanest thing that you bully Maddie in a sexy way. Give it up for Maddie Wiener.
Ooh, hi. Don't bully me. No, it's fun when you do it though.
In a sexy way.
Yeah, in a sexy way.
What's like a sexy
way of
bullying?
Sure, why the fuck not?
A sexy way of bullying is like,
you little slut.
That was very fast and very specific.
If I could just pull something out of something that maybe someone would say to someone. No, don't. I'm not like a sexual person at all.
Well, I am, but I'm not like casually. No, don't actually DM.
I will probably
Maddie.
Not respond if you say
don't
that.
Don't sext Maddie. I can't believe. Okay, this you're such a you're actually such a hall monitor that you're putting the disclaimer on it. Now I have to come back and be like, don't actually sext Maddie. Okay, it was a pun. It was just a pun about
dude,
bullying.
I'm a dweeb.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you? Introduce
yourself. I'm good. I'm here. I've got a YouTube, Maddie Wiener. I've got Instagram, Maddie T. Wiener. And I got a Substack where I write about gender and the internet and you know, emotional state that I'm in.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's just like little essays I put out. And it's like one of my favorite creative things to do right now. So if you want to subscribe to that.
Subscribe to that. Don't sext her. No sexting them. All right. Way to just be a downer.
Yeah,
Maddie.
Sorry. No, you can do whatever you want.
Feels like you can't. You can bully me if you want. I'm open to it.
Consent is neither clear nor enthusiastic. This is just a lesson on how consent shouldn't be. What
That's
you're experiencing right now is not consent. Is it confusing for anybody? It shouldn't. It's pretty obvious. I fucked up.
I love you. We're good.
I love you too. We're fine.
I do love getting bullied on the podcast, though. That is very fun for me.
Just not on the internet. Like, you don't want comments.
Of course.
Yeah, well, because the power that Ashley... one time, Ashley was like, if you think Maddie's cute, DM them. 300 lesbians. This is the city I live in. Here's my phone number. Let me know when you're here. Like, here are my GPS coordinates. And I was like, oh my God. Like, thank you. It's overwhelming. It's so nice.
Oh, I didn't realize it was overwhelming.
No. I don't mean this in like some bad way. I was like, wow.
Because
I just feel bad that I am not DMing people back.
I have done a whole shtick about helping you lose your gay virginity.
No, and it's very fun. I just feel bad if people are like, oh, I'm not DMing them back. I'm just like, I don't mean overwhelming like I'm having a bad time. I just mean overwhelming and like, I am sorry that I'm like.
Very few people think you're going to DM them back.
Mm, that's true.
And that's why they say sometimes very mean things to you.
Oh, no, not to me.
Yeah, because they don't think that you're like a person.
You've never gotten hate mail?
Of course I have.
I got two hate mails this week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mail? Like in your mail?
No, I have not gotten a letter. I'd send that to the FBI.
Yeah.
People are like, who's in charge of gay crime? You need this.
I was saying that would be bad. No, I get like a couple mean comments that I put a lot of focus on and really internalize, but like 99% of people
are
super nice to me.
Well, your stuff isn't super...
controversial.
It's
yeah.
And it's also just not revealing.
Yes, I'm
life.
Literally like, covering up exactly who I'm trying to be someone else, but not much hate really. Just
do you
like
hate yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like any Jewish woman in their 20s might. Yes. Like in a normal way.
Okay.
Like I don't like the time that I wake up every day. Like it's not.
Oh, you mean like you don't, you wish you woke up earlier or something?
Yeah, I wish I
thought you meant
earlier.
Like the moment when I wake up is like, I don't like that time.
That's what I thought it was too.
Like I have a bad time coming online.
No.
Have you ever had that where you wake up in a bad mood and you're like, life was bad. Like,
I
hate waking up. I think sometimes when I have a bad dream, I'll wake up in a bad mood and not realize that's what it was.
I had a nightmare that my mom died last night.
Oh my God.
And it really ruffled me. And I was in kind of a rough mood for a little while.
Can I ask, like, what happened?
She died in a plane crash and I watched the whole thing.
You
watched
the plane
crash? Even
though
I wasn't there, I had like a camera into the plane crash.
Oh.
And I watched, from within the cabin and then again from. This is such a vulnerable.
Dark. Yeah.
Okay, let me just lie down. I'm going to put my feet.
Yeah, please. You can put them on me if you want.
Like therapy. No, yeah. That was a therapy riff. Yeah. Why aren't you guys laughing?
I was playing it how serious it was.
The Chaise Lounge.
No. It was really scary. It was very frightening. I haven't talked to my mom in a while. Mm. And I know I'm going to talk to her again soon.
It's that feeling of guilt.
Sorry. It's just funny when people are like, I don't know what's bugging me. And then it's like, so like.
I haven't talked to my mom in almost 2 years and I dreamt that she died last night.
Like, is it rude to say transparent? Like, it's like, it is funny when you're like, it's so clinically like, hello, Dr. Freud. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I have a session tomorrow and we'll be talking about it for sure. But the reason I'm not talking to her is I'm waiting till the special. I'm not introducing any emotional elements into my life until the special is taped.
Oh, okay. Smart. Yeah, like one track mind.
I'm not talking to my mom because I need to do something.
No, I can't talk to her right now. I have groceries to get. No, I'm busy. I can't talk to my
mom. I'm not talking to my mom until I accomplish all of my dreams. Like, Jesus.
Oh, that's actually way more accurate than you think. Because you think your dreams are a substitution sometimes for your parental relationship.
Oh my God.
You know?
Jesus.
No. What kind of episode is this? Huh?
You can't have your apartment up so high. I'm going to jump out.
Why do you think it's so high? The height of the apartment.
The gayest sex of all is suicide.
is correlated directly to the height of my mother's love. You know what I'm saying? It's inversely correlated. The lower the love, the higher the apartment needs to be.
Yes.
And that's why people
you just keep moving up floors in your apartment. You like can't afford the penthouse, but like you're renting it.
No, I mean, I talk about this in my solo show. It's like actually quite weird to, because I consider myself successful at this point. It's new, you know what I mean? So I'm scared, but I think like, oh, I like kind of did it. And it's super weird to totally identify your drive as having been related to your trauma, which you've seen the solo show. I talked about
it. It's incredible.
That.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks. But basically like, I theorized that I got really funny because I had to be funny as a child in order to both distract and also earn love from the situation that I was in.
Yeah.
But then you like actually become really funny and you like accomplish your dreams and you're like, oh, this was to repair my relationship with my mother. And it clearly doesn't actually do that.
Didn't work at all.
So
yeah.
Like, why am I here?
Right.
Like I don't think most people have, not, I'm going to sound really arrogant right now, but I feel very lucky that I've had a lifetime of therapy. I don't think most comedians know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. That they are a complete reflection of their trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know this is like, maybe this is like the wrong tangent to be on, but it's, my mom's a psychiatrist. So like I notice mental illness, like specific ones, not everyone, but like I notice like OCD specifically like right away. And like when I met the person that I'm dating now, like, he just like had all the signs of OCD. Like,
well, would you let me know if I need anything?
Absolutely. I think, you've been through a lot of trauma, obviously.
Thanks.
Like from your childhood.
You. Thank you.
It's in the case most, you didn't know.
It's the most sheltered dog response.
These days, it really is a compliment.
I called you a shelter dog.
No, I am a shelter dog. I know what I am.
Thank you.
I am a shelter dog because as soon as I found like a loving foster mom, I was like, you forever.
you're
everyone, I'm like, are you going to love me forever?
Yeah, attachment thing.
Your Hinge profile.
In the arms of the angel.
You are a little, like you have like, well, do you want me to say what I see in you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, you definitely have some like depressive things, I think. Like you get really, but you're such a hard worker. Like you're insanely hardworking. It's almost like you're hyper-focused, but like never like in a positive way. No offense. Like, it's always like scary.
Oh my God.
Like if something good happens to you, like you're like, yeah. It's really great. I'm like, Ashley, that's amazing. And you're just like,
I'm working on that.
Yeah, no. And then, but still, you know, and like you're very skeptical from your experiences. I'm sure you've been doing this forever.
That's the whole thing. You're always waiting for the piano to fall on your head.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anything good happens, you're like, well, I am sure
that
a piano will fall on my head as soon as I exit whatever this is.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have OCD at all.
No,
I mean, I don't know.
No,
I don't know that much about your thoughts.
I don't have any of that.
But you're not like in your head, like, I wonder if I'm schizophrenic or like,
no.
Like there are like a lot of like OCD things. Like I wonder ifs in your head.
No, I don't have that.
You don't do that really.
I'm a more traditional anxiety. I've had some depression. I really very much kicked that, which has been super nice.
It's great.
Yeah. But the anxiety I manage.
Are you on anything?
No.
Oh my God. Good for you. How?
Well, and if you need that stuff, you need that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And there was a point.
I'm in my Prozac era.
Exactly.
I literally saved my life.
And it's working great for you.
Yeah.
I literally saved my life. Prozac's great. I've been on Lexapro, but it really suppressed my sex drive. Amazing transition into sex.
Yes, I was going to say, let's talk about gay sex.
Let's talk about gay sex.
Although I have actually quite enjoyed this.
Me too.
Being called a shelter dog is actually... It's actually phenomenal because I have the jokes about my shelter cats in the solo show. So
oh my God.
I can't believe I never referred to myself directly as a shelter, like a rescue cat. Listener, are you listening to our Patreon exclusive You're Having Gay Sex? Well, here's a sneak peek of what you missed last week.
I had zero intention of putting his dick in my mouth. Gross. That was a note for...
I mean, every turn I'm like, you're gay!
Yeah. Alex, did you say...
I'm just saying it's like... She's like, I didn't know I was gay. The whole story is like, I was fucking this man and I hated it.
Yeah.
There are 4 bonus episodes a month of this series, You're Having Gay Sex, on our Patreon at the $10 tier and then 2 at the $5 tier. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, one of the best ways to support this podcast is to come see me live, okay? It's a really great way to just support the whole team and everything that we do here. So get on my text list or my email list. It's international, both of them. AshleyGavin.com. Go sign up and I'll literally text you when I'm in your area. So you don't have to hear all these plugs. You can skip right by them. Don't even worry about your city. Just get on one of those two things and I will let you know, okay? Because there's a lot of cities coming and I just remaking this announcement over and over again. We all think it's annoying. You do. I do. Get on the text list, you piece of shit. It's really funny because I was going through, I was like, I need to come up with more stories for my podcast. So I have my sex note.
Oh, great.
My list
my God. I can't read it from this distance, and I never would, but it is so long.
It is. It does require...
It's a scroll. It's not even like a scroll. It's like a flick and let it run.
Yeah.
Flick and let it run is...
My favorite sex.
That's
number 3 on the list.
But I was going through, and I was like trying to think ones... Like, some of these are so funny, like... the names that I have in here: Hot Mom, Yoga Philly, Polly, Sex Cult Witch. They're just so funny. And then this one just says Charlotte Booty.
Ooh.
But I wanted to talk about, well, I'll give you some options.
Please.
Why am I struggling?
You just have an emporium.
Ashley's finger emporium.
This one has subtle overtones of Brazilian milk.
I hooked up with I hooked up with someone whose mom is a celebrity.
Oh my God.
Wait, how did I not know about
this? I love that.
And I don't feel that I can say.
Like doctor-patient confidentiality vibes.
Exactly. Wow, very therapy.
I know.
I don't think I can
say. This is a very Jewish therapy episode, which yes, I love. Yes. We're all Jewish. We're all
in therapy.
Got something in the brain.
All brain things, yes.
But I could talk about that one. The other one I did that I thought was just going to be practical advice is I was thinking about my long distance relationship from years ago and how we broke up. And I was like, oh, that's actually just one that like people, I made so many mistakes and maybe I should just talk about it. Like, here's a list of things that you probably shouldn't do.
Mm. That's fun.
Okay, too. Cool.
I've been in a long distance relationship as well. So
that's
I
great.
Can relate.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that
long distance
one?
For 1 month.
Yeah.
But we, and then we were not.
You broke up?
No. We then,
that's
then
my
I
advice,
came back.
Honestly.
Oh, is to break up?
Break up.
Oh,
no, listen.
My advice is to break
up. I know that's pretty generic and sweeping for a lot of people, especially the gay community where there are people dating across continents. But I think if you don't have a timeline for when you're going to be in the same place and you don't want to be in a lifelong, long distance relationship, which most people don't, I would say, you kind of need to break up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I kept visiting this girl in LA over and over and over again. Mm. And she kept being like, when are you going to move here? And I kept knowing in my heart that I didn't want to move to LA.
Mm.
And yet I kept seeing her knowing that we were never going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I kept seeing her and then I kept in therapy being like, I'm going to break up with her. And my therapist kept being like, all right, like, he rarely gave pointed advice, but towards the end, he was like, you gotta break up with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure your mom, like they very rarely give like, do this for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They shouldn't. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So like, but at that point I had said it so many times, gone to LA so many times and not broken up with her. And the reason I thought of this is because Main is what I refer to.
Main.
Was saying that she did the same thing, that she was like, I have to go to this place to break up with my long distance boyfriend.
Mm.
That's what I was doing. I was like, I have to, okay, next visit, I'm gonna break up with her. So I kept flying to LA to break up with her and not breaking up with her.
How expensive is that?
It's such an expensive thing.
Such an expensive not breakup.
Exactly. And then you get there, and what do? You don't break up on day one.
No.
Of course you don't break up on day one.
And you're staying with them?
And then you're staying with them. Break up over the phone. Can I just... That is the merciful thing to do, is to break up over the fucking phone.
And you could, like, FaceTime.
You can FaceTime.
And I feel like if you're in a long-distance relationship... I mean, I'm totally speaking out of my depths here, but if you're in a long-distance relationship, I would imagine that speaking over the phone is a more intimate thing for you because it's one of the main ways you communicate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a different context
than
if you're, like, calling someone you live in the same city as.
Exactly. That is such a good point. Most of your relationship is happening over the phone. Mm-hmm. It is not that weird. And I know some people are going to disagree with me because it feels disrespectful. But the reality was I booked this flight and a return flight and I'm staying with her. She wants to have sex with me. And obviously I kind of want to have sex too.
Yeah, it's complicated.
But it's weird to like come have sex and then be like, by the way, breaking up and then leave.
Yes.
Yeah, that feels like using them.
Yes. Yeah, I think that would feel worse.
That's exactly what she said to me. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this. I was just trying to do my best. And in retrospect, it wasn't the best. And also there were so many tells, like her sister was in town and staying with us in the apartment and her sister was like, should I go? And my girlfriend at the time was like, yeah, let's like get her out of here. And I was like, no, stay till after I leave.
Oh no.
Just be around. You know what I mean? Cause I didn't want her to be sad.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it was just would have been so much more merciful if I had the balls. Yeah. But I think one of the reasons I set it up that way is because I think probably subconsciously, if we're talking therapy, I knew I wanted to go see her so that I could probably hold on to it.
There's no great way to break up with someone.
There's not.
There's always going to be like, you shouldn't have done it this way. You shouldn't have done it this way. Like, if you did it on the phone, it was too impersonal. If you did it in person, it was, you used her for sex. Like, you know, well, I mean, I guess you don't have to have sex with them if you did it in person.
But also,
Ashley,
if you're like planning on breaking up with them, it's, and you have this flight home, I guess just be prepared.
Yeah.
To break up with them almost when they realize something's wrong and then get a hotel right. room.
Or like, you know what? I feel like, if you were not having like, were you having like conversations before? Like, this is not working. I'm not going to come to LA.
It was such a, it was like we dated for 4 years, but I always say 4 to 6 because it's like the breakup took like 2 years.
Jesus.
Of just seeing each other and not seeing each other and getting back together. And blah, blah, blah. It was just so it was protracted. Is that the word?
Prolonged.
Prolonged.
Like a protractor is for math.
I feel like, yeah,
What is protracted? Alex.
Because it probably is used in other ways other than just a protractor to like make an angle, you know?
Yeah.
Protracted, lasting for a long time or longer than expected or usual.
Excuse me? Never mind.
Synonym with prolonged.
What did you get on your SATs, Ashley?
Very bad. I did not study. I did about average.
Mm-hmm. I never even took the SATs.
Fuck off.
Did you take the ACTs?
I took the ACTs. Oh, okay. Then I knew I just wanted to go to an art school. I was like, I wanted to drop out of high school to do stand-up because I was an idiot. And they were like, at least take the SATs for the love of God. Or the ACT. So I took the ACT, but I never took SATs.
I think college is unnecessary if you want to be a stand-up comedian.
It absolutely is unnecessary. Yeah. What a waste.
This is a fun time.
Alex went to film school. That's a useful, like a true film school.
Hey, same.
Yeah. NYU.
Woo.
But if you're not doing that, it's really, truly like a true conservatory of like training experience. Otherwise, if you want to be in the arts, it's entirely useless.
I agree.
Anyway. Yeah. But yeah,
I just need everyone to know I did really well on my SATs.
Oh yeah, you went to Cornell. That's how you know Sam Morrison.
That's how I know Sam Morrison.
Yeah.
Were you studying acting?
I studied theater. I know you guys. Crazy to go to like an Ivy League school and then study theater. It feels like wrong or something.
It is kind of. I have such strong opinions about this.
I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever done my whole life.
Meryl Streep studied theater at Yale.
I feel like, okay, Yale's full of drama.
They have a really good drama school.
They do. And like, they have the connections at the end. Like, terrible theater
program. It's more about, the network is a big part of it too. Like, if you want to be in comedy, then go to Harvard and write for the Lampoon or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do that, then just drop out and go start comedy.
Be funny,
Yeah, go be funny.
Yes.
But anyway, this is stupid. But yeah, and I just
anyway,
really,
everyone, text your girlfriend that you want to break up with them and drop out of college.
Yeah.
Just throw an atomic bomb on your relationship, your life. Your parents will be mad.
But that's really my gay sex is just like, if you know it's done, it's done. If you know in your heart, if you're thinking about it, just do it. Do it quickly. There's no good way. So rip the fucking Band-Aid off.
You gotta rip the Band-Aid off. And honestly, it will be the best thing that ever happened to them.
You talking with that voice, just being
American
like...
American Eagle. Break up with your girlfriend. Hey, are you trying to break up with your girlfriend? I bet that sounds pretty good. Do it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
No, it did. It sounded really good.
Rip it right off. I did a really fun audition yesterday. It doesn't matter.
Do you feel annoying right now? Because I can hear myself twice that you thought you felt annoying.
I think I'm annoying on podcasts.
You're the coolest.
Really?
You're really cool. The coolest.
Yeah. You have a quality.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like one of the best compliments I've ever gotten. No, coolest is great too. I've heard it before, but like you have a quality, like means something. So like you've got it, girl, or something.
Yeah, an X factor.
An X factor.
I've got it.
You definitely got it. You both got it.
Alex, please cut. Cut me telling myself I have an X factor.
That's the annoying thing.
Highly cuttable.
You have an X factor of like 27, or how many women have you been with?
It's way higher than 27. But anyway, did you have gay sex this week? That's my gay sex.
Honestly, in my own like straight ways, absolutely. I'm having the gayest sex of my life.
You're dating a little kind of twink.
Yeah, I'm dating a twink man. And he's...
A twink man.
Jewish. No, he's actually an... He's an ex-Mormon, actually, which is super fun.
I didn't know that. Yeah, is he Jewish? You know also? About Salt
no,
Lake
not
City?
At all.
Oh, I thought you meant
well,
he was...
no, weird.
Sorry.
Okay, okay. No, yeah, he's...
Is
no,
he's Jewish? Not actually Twinkman. Well, you could have been, like, Jewish ex-Mormon.
Ethnically Jewish, but, like, raised Mormon or something if you were, like, adopted, I guess.
I guess.
That's wild.
I mean, there's probably, like, maybe two of those guys ever... Like, I don't know if anyone's ever been that, but...
I wonder...
Right in. Are you that guy?
We're looking for a Jew whose parents gave them up to a Mormon family.
We're looking for teen pregnant Jews in the Utah area.
But actually, I'm strange. Oh, sorry. No, it's fine. It's fine. I feel fine. Strangely enough, I know a lot about Salt Lake because my brother is married. My brother, another Jewish person, is married to another ex-Mormon.
Got it.
There's something about the Jews and the ex-Mormons. Like we're like simpatico. Like we get along.
Really?
I feel like by using the word simpatico, I'm sort of using a protracted kind of vibe. You know?
Yeah. No. Simpatico is great.
Simpatico is like New York Times to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Protracted like read, also.
Protracted,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Simpatico New York Times words. But yeah. He's very, he's ex-Mormon. He's not Jewish at all. His family is still Mormon, which is interesting.
Is he in touch with his family?
Yeah, yeah. His family's actually wonderful. His mom is 48 years old. My mom's 68. I walk in there, I'm like, I have friends your age.
Yeah.
Young woman.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like... You are my friend. They're actually like, because they're like, they're not like in their 60s and 70s Mormons. They're like in their 40s and 50s. They're like chill about gay. He's a gay cousin.
Well, they're not really chill about. Well, how chill
no, they're
about
really
gay
chill
talking?
About. They're like, they like love gay people. They're not like, none of the kids in their family are gay.
Yeah, let's wait till that
but
happens.
But their cousin.
How many kids are there? Because statistically.
There are three kids.
Oh, okay. Not enough.
Yeah. And they seem, I mean, who knows? I mean,
but that's maybe, the thing with sometimes with religious folks who are really, really nice.
Yes.
Well, they're cool about it until it's in the bloodline.
True.
And then it's a whole different thing.
Totally, totally.
But yeah.
I think they would be okay with it, honestly. I think they'd be, it's interesting. Like they are very different from like, because other Mormons that I've met in their like 60s who are still really fun and nice to be around are not like super like in they're like chill about gay, but they're not like they would not love if their kid were gay for sure.
Yeah,
I've definitely met those Mormons. But no, I was super surprised. They like they're more of the kind of Mormons where like we were playing games a lot and like they were like, just so you know, we played one of those like what do you meme related games. They were like, just so you know, if there's a word on the card we don't want to say, I might say B word or C word. Like they don't say the words.
Whoa. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're cool that the word is on the card.
Yes.
But they
so
won't
chill about
say it.
They won't say the word.
And that's when now if a dick was in his face and he wanted it, he'd be like, that's a great dick. This gay thing that's happening between us, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna
do you know
it with the guy.
The kid is gay, like they're okay with it being aloof.
Yeah,
they
right.
just can't engage with it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know
like,
what
don't
I'm saying?
Bring it to the party kind of vibe. Like,
yeah.
just like, it's okay, but they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't really know what.
This is a long discussion on Mormons for none of us.
But I'm having the gayest sex of my life with a Mormon, ex-Mormon man. Well, he was never really into the Mormon stuff.
For sure.
And they're really chill about it. Their parents are really chill about it.
He's shorter than you.
No, he's like we're like the same height.
Why did I think he was shorter than you?
Maybe I was wearing like tall
was
shoes.
It his
he's
personality?
Also, maybe his personality. He's very like sub vibes.
Yeah.
And like small and he's like tall, but like really skinny.
You can throw him around.
I can throw him around.
Have you?
All the time. All the time. We do like wild, fun things. We do like every scenario that you like want to do. Like we
do you
do
ever
all
pick him up like a baby?
All the time. I'm not even kidding. I cradle him like this all the time. I'll like bring him into my lap and cradle him like this. It's so much fun to cradle a man.
You like being mommy?
Yeah, I actually do. I'm not like, I'm like definitely like, I can be mommy. I can be baby, but like I'm down for both. But like I've realized through him how much fun I have being mommy and being like, I'm going to take care of you. And like... And
I might need to leave.
No, no.
Please cradle me like I'm baby.
Meng Meng, don't come in here for 15 minutes. No reason.
Is it hot that I do mommy?
I'm very hot.
Yeah, I do mommy and I do it fun. And what? Tell me, what's on your mind? What's happening?
You know the thing on TikTok where people put their eyes really close to the camera and they go different directions and they're like, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but I feel the same way where I feel like I'm like switch. Like I love being sub.
This
I love being
clip,
dumb.
By the way, like, Alex. This is one of those things that you're like, why is this so weirdly hot? This is it.
Are you comfortable right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, no, no. Like, I'm like very proud of like everything.
How hot you are.
My sex. Yeah. I'm proud of how I want to be hot because I never felt that hot until like after college.
I can't
like,
tell you how inspiring that is to me to hear like a post-college glow up because that's what I'm shooting for so hard.
Oh, mine it's was like, post-college.
I have a year-long plan. I've never been this organized about anything in my entire life.
About your glow up.
And so I think it's very cool that you're...
How are you organizing it?
Wait, what are you...
Are you going to like start Pinterest getting skin peels or some shit? Like, what do you do? How do you work on Pinterest? Like folders?
You have a board that says glow up.
I mean, no, I didn't mean to detract from yours, but I'm like very you
know
post-college glow up is huge.
I do want
to
know about the glow up.
Yeah, I do too. Well, we can either... We can go back or we can start...
But when you first, so was that related? I'm going to ask questions that I hope don't feel, you're so tall.
I'm very
dude.
Open. I'm so tall. So like, thing is like, I would like hook, like I wasn't like, no one was like, ew, you're grossers. Like people would say things like.
But it's hard for men.
It's hard for men.
Oh, like that was a barrier with straight guys that you were taller than them?
Exactly. Mm. Like a lot of guys, like straight
and
guys are not
into
that. And you
take up a lot of space.
And like personality wise, I'm a big, and it definitely does not work for a lot of straight guys. And like,
oh,
I could
I've
feel
been there
that
too.
Energy.
Yeah.
That's why one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on is because like you, there are definitely tall women.
Yes. No, I would think
who
so.
Who want to be baby probably.
Oh,
a
absolutely.
Little bit.
Oh my God. I like when I first like dated a tall guy, I was like, I'm small. I'm a little tiny. And sometimes my boyfriend will call me like a little tiny flower. And I'm like, oh.
Wait, which?
Sorry. The one that I have.
He'll call you a little tiny flower?
Yeah, he like is so like sweet.
Is he also real?
Yeah, I don't know. That's it's crazy.
So, can you imagine a man calling a woman a little tiny flower?
He is That's sort so of cute. Like the, he like. Here's he's also like we talk about like gender and stuff and he's like and I just say how like he doesn't feel
gayer than I am, dude. That's fucking gay, bro.
He's like I feel like I don't know what gender I identify. I just feel like I'm like a creature, and that's like what he feels like. He feels like a creature. Like he's not like a man. He's very in touch with his femininity, like, and he talks about being in touch with his femininity. And at first, like, because there are all
can
these things.
Can you copy him?
Copy paste.
It is wild. Because, like, there was, like, something in my brain that I had to get over, like.
Right. And for you, as a woman, a straight woman, raised in sort of this heteronormative, patriarchal, man strong.
Yes. Man strong.
Because I
make
feel
money.
Like this is the whole thing. When you watch anything, Love Island, The Bachelor.
Yes.
Everyone's like, give me a nice guy. And then a nice guy shows up.
And it's,
and it's the women are like,
it's like the being attracted to assholes syndrome.
Is he gonna like pee on me? Well, he can't choke me. He's nice.
I love the creature description though. That is like such a good way to put it.
He is. Yeah, it is. He really feels like
this doesn't resonate with me.
No, I was like that entirely. I feel like that.
I'm like, I'm a woman.
Wait, that's so great.
I'm like very male about it. I'm like, I'm a girl. This is creature bullshit.
He's just like, I guess it's because like, it's because of the associations with being a man. And like, he also like, another thing I love about him is he like doesn't have that many friends. And like, the thing that I realized too, he's not a part of like a guy group. I think guy groups
that's
are disgusting.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He has
five friends. Okay.
No, he has like five friends. He's. I tell him all the
that's
time.
How I
love.
Okay,
that he has
I thought
no
you meant
friends.
Like no friends.
No,
I was
like
he will kill you.
Yeah, I was about to be like, okay, let's get into the.
I love that he has
here.
Like nobody to kind of like check in on where he's at.
No,
or, like,
exactly.
Having friends
not
is important,
person.
But it's okay if you have a smaller friend group.
It's like his mom, really close to his mom, and he's got this one guy that he talks to all the time. That's pretty much it. His cousins he likes.
Wow,
he just had a very sheltered life.
Yeah.
Because he also, I'm literally revealing everything about him. He also had like an autoimmune thing where he was like right after high school in the hospital for like 3 years and like getting surgery. So he also like didn't go to college because he didn't want to, but also like he didn't have social interactions during that time really. And he was also like sad and ashamed.
So he had two pandemics in a way.
Exactly.
And when you have a pandemic, you can really reevaluate your gender and shit.
Yes.
Well, that's so funny. So when you throw him around, do you feel empowered?
Absolutely. It's so fun. And the thing is, we're both actors. So like when we get into things, we like get really into it. And he's like really good at like talking to me. I can like hear this on my voice. I'm like, I sound hot right now. sorry. Take that out. Like the Ashley thing from before. Take it right out.
Leave it.
I don't care. like seriously, like we like when I like do, it's very empowering to just like,
you guys role play.
Do stuff to him. Yeah, we role play a lot. We like, we'll just like go into things that are like fun physically. I'll like do stuff to him.
You finger his butthole.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time.
Oh, that's great.
The men love that. And most men won't admit it. And it's so
you just sneak stupid. It in there.
You gotta, well, he's chill about it. I just ask him and then he's like, yeah. And then he like goes crazy. I sort of feel like so powerful.
I want to do it so bad.
You haven't got
to do it.
Not even a finger?
No.
Because most men are like, I'm not into that gay shit. Or like, I don't know. I've never met a guy who said that. But, you know.
But that is like
but
very
they're
cool.
Like, no, I don't want it.
But it's like a testament to a guy's like comfort with his own sexuality, though.
Exactly.
Able to try that because everything in the world is telling straight guys that you're gay if you do that.
Exactly.
Which is like, you're gay if you have sex with a woman that way. You're gay if you come so hard from sex with a woman. Like, what a backwards fucking illogical
thing. It's so funny that you're born with this body type that is male. It is a prostate is an XY, like, you have that.
Yeah.
You're with a woman. Like, just because she touches your prostate, just because gay guys also will touch a prostate...
Being a man isn't about being a man. Being a man is about winning and never letting anyone in.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? And also, that doesn't determine your gender. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying in the homophobic mindset of a cis guy.
By their logic,
it should be, exactly. Yeah. It's like, well, gay guys also kiss.
Right. So kissing is gay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gay shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, kissing
so
is gay shit.
It's pretty gay.
Yeah. Kissing is the best.
Maddie, did you have gay sex this week? I know you have a lot. This is Maddie's sharing corner. Sharing corner.
Ooh, ding.
I did not have gay sex this week, but I know someone who did. And let me tell you about it. My rabbit Wilbur. went on.
I know someone having gay sex, Wilbur. Wilbur.
So you're not ready for this.
Maddie has an emotional support rabbit named Wilbur.
And you bring it to other rabbits? Like,
well, here's the thing. I've been going on the road more for comedy. And I felt bad, though, that he was like on his own.
Sure.
Obviously, I have someone feeding him and watching him, but he's not getting the interaction. I was like, he needs a buddy.
And if you would like to know more about Wilbur, you can go to rabbitinfo.finance.
Actually,
which is a
website.
Real website
really?
That I made.
It's so fucking funny.
Is there like a live stream of
it? It plays My Chemical Romance and it has pictures of my rabbit.
Oh, it's
like
cute.
The most anyone's ever understood me.
Wow.
but it's like the Picasso, like, I don't paint things how I see them. I paint things how they feel. I'm like, that is a portrait of me. Do you know what I mean? But so I was like, okay, I'm going to give him like a friend because they're very social creatures. But that you can't just like put two rabbits together. They'll like fight and they get territorial. It's like a whole process.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I took him on speed dates. There is
rabbit speed dating.
No way.
Rabbit speed dating. And what's like horrible, I was telling someone about that and another comic overheard me. He was like, oh, you're going on speed dates? And I was like, no, my pet rabbit is going, I haven't fucked anybody. But so I took him on speed dates and we took him, like, we went to a dance studio in Manhattan that they had rented out where they like put all the rabbits and he met
so funny.
Three ladies. He was not a match. He stood
Wait,
there horrified.
I need to understand. When you introduce a rabbit, what indicates that they are not interested in the other rabbit?
They'll like fight.
They fight.
They fight.
So Wilbur was like, fuck you. And there was like some violence.
He was like stomping his feet angrily. Like
wow.
He was like,
they stomp their feet.
For the first
stomper.
Two,
is the name of a rabbit in some in Bambi.
Thumper. Thumping. Thumper. Thumper. Yeah, no, that's what's called. They thump their feet. They thump their back feet when they're like scared or angry.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's that really, is really cute. Cute. It's like, oh, are you angry? Oh, do you think you're gonna die? But he, the first two ladies, he was very scared.
Who's scared of the thumping? That's so funny that the thumping is actually evolutionarily.
That's like the biggest, that's the scariest thing they could think of.
Someone saw the thumping rabbit and was like, okay, chill, and like walked away.
And the rabbit lived. Yeah.
Exactly.
And made more rabbits that thumped. Yeah. So strange.
But he thumped at the first two, and then the third lady, he like attacked, like humped her so, like, but it was like aggressive.
Aggressive
and
we
were like,
humping.
Yeah, it was like a fight. We were like, this is not a good match.
Sure.
And then there was this one man named Dior.
Dior.
The rabbit's name was Dior.
So what a faggot rabbit. Are you
like
joking?
A femme.
Dior.
Was Dior, is that rabbit's drag name?
But Dior, I was like, can we try Dior? He's just really cute. Wilbur hasn't gotten along with any
of
the ones.
Can you tell me about some of the rabbit owners as well? Is it a 101 Dalmatians thing where the rabbit kind of looks like the owner?
They were all being fostered by this group, so I didn't meet the owners.
Oh, okay.
I know, I wish I knew, but the rescue people were very, very nice.
Do you look like Wibble? Sorry.
Do I look like Wilbur? Do I look like Wilbur?
Well, let's pull up rabbitinfo.finance.
I can show you a picture.
Wait, show me pics.
I'm just taking every opportunity to say rabbitinfo.finance.
Oh my God, not different.
Honestly.
Do I look like him?
Honestly, you do.
Yes, you
look
do.
Like Wilbur, yeah.
It's a 101 Dalmatians situation.
That's Wilbur.
Yeah, like the coloration totally makes
sense. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, thanks. Well, I think he's very cute.
Wilbur's adorable.
We tried Dior though,
mm-hmm.
and they like got along so great. They like sniffed each other and they sat there and I was like, oh my God. And
so
then
they were just chilling.
They were chilling.
Cool.
And then since then, Wilbur's humped him a little bit, but it's like, okay, that's going to happen. But here's the thing that made me laugh so hard. Not only is Wilbur gay,
well, so I'm saying anxiety. My Fletcher.
Yeah, sometimes you have sex because you're anxious.
Yes, totally.
One of the rabbit rescue ladies, though, so he's a loppier rabbit because his ears flop down instead of up. Yeah, and she was like, I've actually noticed that with lop-ear males, they tend to get along. And I was like, oh, because their ears are like...
Two lop-eared males get along.
Like, literally because their face is going...
Yeah,
like,
so you can't see if you're listening.
Their face is going.
Maddie is doing a little bit of a fruity hand, I would say.
Yeah.
A little floppy, fruity.
I was like, their ears are like in the 70s when you put like an earring on one side to be like, I'm down.
Right.
Like, that's like what
this
rabbit is.
Yes.
And so now I have a really cute, I mean, it's the most Brooklyn thing I've ever, like Tucker Carlson's going to shoot me in the head that I'm like, my emotional support rabbit is gay.
These gay people have emotional support rabbits. my Tucker Carlson is actually
10
really
out of 10.
Good.
Yeah.
But now they're in my house and they're...
Wait, you adopted Dior?
I adopted Dior.
Wow.
You have two rabbits?
I have two rabbits.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yay. Well, now I have to update rabbitinfo.finance.
I'll send you pictures. So now they're in side-by-side pens as they like get used to each other's scents and I give them like a play date every day. So I just sit and watch TV and watch them and make sure they're not fighting and they like hang out and then I put them back in their pens. But then eventually, like in a couple months, they'll be able to have the whole room to themselves again.
Wow. Okay, now as a friend, How are
Please
we...
stop this.
No, two rabbits is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting you at your two rabbit cap.
That is completely fair.
Because that's... I had a cat and then I met a girl and the girl was like, we should get a second cat. And I was like, well, I don't really want a second cat, but I'm having, like, I am sexually attracted to you. So we'll get a second cat. Right. And then I had two cats in a studio apartment and I knew. What that sounded like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when my first cat died, my other cat, Fulton, became very depressed.
Oh.
So, of course, I was like, well, fuck. I'm in a two-cat situation now.
Yeah.
Now I have to wait for them to both die.
At the same time.
And I can resume my one cat
okay,
life.
Got it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hopefully, they'll both make it to around the same age, die like old people in The Notebook, where they kind of just take each other out.
Oh, love that. Yeah.
That's what I hope for the rabbits, too. They're like around the same age. They'll probably live like 9 more years.
Yeah. So
I think they live really long. Yeah.
So I just, for your dating life, I just want to check in with you. And I think the person who's right for you will respect that you're in a two rabbit situation.
I think so too.
That is true.
That is like, you got to be on board.
Yeah.
But let's not take it any further. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's say, you need a friend. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's going to say to you.
Two rabbit cap.
Yeah. We're at a two rabbit maximum.
My public intervention.
Because imagine having a third.
No, I think it's great.
Bringing a date back with a third rabbit.
A third rabbit.
No, two is enough.
Yeah.
Well, and also two, then I can go to somebody else's house and not feel bad that they're alone.
Exactly.
That's my plan.
That's
my
plan. Wow, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really good. Have you been dating at all?
No, I've been on Hinge a little bit. And I got some matches and it was nice to just be like, oh, you like me. But no, I haven't been dating at all. But honestly, the truth of it is, and this is like vulnerable, but maybe not that funny, but that I was in such a bad place mentally. Yeah. Like I was really struggling for the last like year and a half. And well, now that I'm on Prozac.
You can talk to me, right?
Oh, thank you. Well, I didn't realize how bad it was. I was just like, yeah, everyone's kind of like, life's bad. And then you're like, no, like most people want to live and look forward to the future. But now I'm good now. I really am good now. I'm like on Prozac. I'm like in therapy. And what's weird, I know Prozac can sometimes lower your sex drive, but my sex drive has gone up because I'm not depressed and anxious all the time.
Yes.
I think I am going to start dating because I'm finally like feel happy and like confident and like, cool. Yeah, I'm like very much.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
That's really great.
I was like, you're like very, like, you should be getting some ass beyond
you
rabbit.
You should,
thank
and you will.
Thank you.
Beyond rabbit ass.
You're so, you know, you're lovely. You're a lovely human being.
Thank you.
You're hot. You're lovely.
I love you so much. It's like when a dad in the 70s tried to tell their son they loved them. They're like, you know, you're just like, you're really good at baseball. And I hope you know that. It's like, I understand what you're saying to me, Ashley. I just know it's received.
I get why straight guys love Ashley. Like you prove it every day. You prove it every day. Because you remind them of their dads.
I'm just trying to not be inappropriate. Okay.
We're okay. I hope this is, we can cut
this. I'm just trying to not be inappropriate. You talked about so many different inappropriate things.
But here's the thing is, we sexually are like magnets that are like opposite ends that just could never, like, it's like, there's nothing you could say to me that would make me feel.
But that's exactly why I can't say it. Like with Sarah.
Interesting.
I apologize.
Yeah, no, I use me, abuse me.
When there's like someone that.
Am I putting you in a bad situation? You didn't say anything inappropriate and you really like.
No, you're not.
Couldn't.
I'm just trying to explain it, but like with my friends who are not my type.
Uh-huh.
I can't flirt with them in a fun way because if I flirted with them, it would be gay. I don't know how else to say this.
Okay, I would feel too reach.
I can't flirt with men because it's gay. And I can't flirt with like masculine women or like non-binary like masculine non-binary people because it's gay.
That's so
but
funny.
Flirting with Sarah is okay because it's straight.
Your logic makes perfect sense, honestly.
But doesn't it
really does
feel right?
It really does.
This
That's
is obviously
so
coming
funny.
From a dark, homophobic, patriarchal corner of my mind that hates who I am.
No, dude, that's like the internalized homophobia is real though, in a way that like I'm like I feel very, I don't know, gender fluid, where it's like I'll have like a mask day and then a femme day, and if I'm like coming off of a femme day and like I have my nails painted and I wake up and I feel really like, no, today's like a mask day. I look at my nails and I'm like, fucking gay, who did that? Like I'm like, it's not like I'm like, I'm in touch with the mask. I'm like, ugh. I feel like I'm like a dude in a dress that doesn't want to wear it. You know what I mean? It's like, so I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to empower you to go and fuck, but I don't want any part of it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Versus with me, you want to be a part of it.
No, we actually don't fill
the
in
logic
that blank
is
ever. We don't fill in that blank ever. We just leave that.
That'd be interesting, you know, throw Kimball in the mix.
Well, oh yeah, that's
my person, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You also, can I just point out that you do call him your partner, which is appropriation.
No.
You were like Jimmy Fallon and them. Do you remember Jimmy Fallon and RuPaul, that moment? Have you seen that?
No.
It's so funny. Is it annoying for me to just quote
a
thing that happened in pop
I feel
culture?
Like I have, yeah.
It's so funny
culture.
where RuPaul is on Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Fallon's like, so you're a drag queen. And Oh, yeah. And RuPaul goes, I'm a what? And Jimmy Fallon's like, you can see in his eyes that he's like, my life's over. And RuPaul's like, no, I'm the queen of drag. And Jimmy's like, yeah, absolutely.
It is kind of fun. I don't have a lot of that power. Obviously, RuPaul has more of that than I do, but it is really fun to like make people feel like they've said something really heinously wrong. It's kind of fun. All right, well, like what I just did.
Yeah, no, and I love but being the Jimmy Fallon of the group.
Wacky guy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's do butt plugs, a fist to the future. What are you working on?
Oh.
You want anything to, your Bell House show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm doing a lot of comedy shows. I'm actually trying to work on, I just came up with this idea of doing a Julia Fox solo show I like teach people stuff from history. And like my first thing that I wanted to teach people was I'll give you like the beginning of the bit. Okay, you guys. So Napoleon won Waterloo because he had hemorrhoids. Which is true. It's actually true.
Wait, what?
Napoleon never lost a war. I'm plugging Napoleon, by the way.
Short king. We love a short king.
My like inverse. I'm like inverse Napoleon. He didn't lose a war. And then Waterloo, which was like the one that he lost, he actually had to retreat. So he wasn't actually there. He had to retreat from the battlefield because he had such terrible hemorrhoids. He's riding a horse all the time. You know, it's going to hurt.
That's
your
great.
Asshole. And so he retreated and then Waterloo was lost. And, you know, I thought it would be fun to just teach people shit as Julia Fox. So I'm thinking about doing that,
that's
but we'll
awesome.
See. But
that's great.
Anything to plug? I mean, just follow me, guys.
You have a monthly show at the Bell House?
Yeah, it's like I have a show at the Bell House probably like quarterly.
In Brooklyn.
I do it like 3 to 4 times a year. Probably next one's going to be in April. I also have a show at Union Hall on February 12th with a couple of my friends. It's going to be really fun.
Is that your show?
Yeah, it's my show. I'm hosting it. Oh. Sorry, I didn't ask you to be on it.
It's weird that neither one of us are on it.
I made a huge mistake. I asked few people, you'll be on the next one, and you'll be on the one after that.
No, I'm not sure.
February 12th, come to Union Hall. It's going to be super fun. Great lineup. And, you know, like literally, follow me on Instagram, honestly. I have a lot of TikTok followers. I don't have a lot of Instagram followers. And, like, it'll make me feel good for a day.
Follow people on multiple things because it's actually quite hard to see what people are up to in the algorithm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The algorithms boost.
That's true.
They don't tend to boost promo.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense. But
that's where
yeah,
I post like the other things
that's
that I'm
why
doing.
I'm always plugging the text list and the Patreon and stuff like that. We have a lot of stuff coming up. We have our Bell House show on
Let's
March 15th.
Let's go.
Which is a March variety 15th. Show version of this podcast and exclusively online.
The last one was so much fun.
It was really fun, and we're gonna cut together a trailer and stuff like that because I still think people don't understand what it was, but it turned out really good, and there's some really funny segments. We're gonna have some straight men read some of my worst quotes, and we're gonna see whether or not
let me know if you need any straight men. I've got the straight man connect. I'll send
thank you so
many
much
your way.
We're gonna see whether or not I'm actually canceled if it were out of a straight man's mouth.
That's oh my
so
god
funny.
That's
so
smart.
Just some stuff like that.
What a great litmus test.
Yeah, really fun. So we do lots of fun games and panels and stuff like that. And then my text alert and, you know, the whole fucking, you guys know. You should know. Maddie, anything else? Your Substack and everything? Maddie T. Wiener on Instagram. Maddie to 20K.
Instagram is my main place. If you want to follow me on Instagram or subscribe to my YouTube channel, because eventually I'll be dropping a half hour special there. And yeah, Substack. And I started a show called Say You Love Me. It's a romance themed show. Our last one was at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn. It was really fun. And well, we're waiting to see if we get renewed for monthly. We're obviously going to.
Whatever.
But if we get renewed for monthly, I'll be posting about that on Instagram. So you should come out to that if you're in Brooklyn or anywhere.
What's it called?
Say You Love Me.
Say You Love Me. And where is it?
The last one was at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn. We're waiting on another date.
Okay. Very cool.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoyed it, patreon.com/WHTS. It really, really, really helps. It funds all of kind of the free work we do for you. My upcoming special, all the TikTok clips, all the advertisements, everything you see that, you know, you got here because you saw something free. Well, maybe pay it back. I guess technically this is free for you. And you get two bonus episodes for $5 and 4 bonus episodes for $10 every month. So that's, I don't know. I think it's a pretty good deal. I'm rambling. I don't know if this was good. Was this good?
It sounded good.
That's Mac. I'm in Springfield on tour right now. And my gay thought is that I gotta take a break, and I'm not doing a gay thought today. I don't know. Mac, do you have any gay thoughts?
Always.
Do you want to do a gay thought?
Just like say it?
You have to come in here. You don't listen to this. Clearly you don't listen to this podcast, but I'm not even wearing the, but at the end of every episode, I do a gay thought.
If we're not supposed to be gay, then why do women smell so good?
That is a great gay thought. And why do men smell so bad? Like, why are there gay men? That's the real question.
Why does Ashley look so good in that hat?
Welcome. Thank you. All right. Patreon.com/WHGS. Get on my fucking text list. Nah,